At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 504
on Now You Know. So there's been a lot of chatter over the past couple days about Tesla's Dojo super training computer project biting the dust.
Many news outlets have been using this news to put a fuddy spin on Tesla, so we thought it'd be a good idea to dive in a bit deeper and explain why this isn't all doom and gloom for Tesla.
Project Dojo was first mentioned during Autonomy Investor Day way back in April of 2019.
And then Tesla released a white paper on Dojo giving more detail about the Tesla training supercluster concept in October of 2021. The idea was that Tesla needed a super powerful, very specialized computer system to take all the millions of hours of video and telemetry data from the fleet of millions of Tesla cars on the road and train the neural net on that data.
So in July of 2023, Dojo went into production.
But as Elon has said all along, there was a very slim chance that Dojo would actually be successful.
Dojo was basically a hedge in case Tesla couldn't build a super training computer any other way.
As part of this hedge, Elon decided that Tesla should develop its own Dojo processor, the D1 chip, which Tesla announced in August of 2021.
Tesla put its lead chip designer, Peter Bannon, in charge.
No, not that Bannon. We're talking about Peter Bannon, Tesla's VP of low voltage and silicon engineering.
It was a 7-nanometer chip designed by Tesla, but manufactured by TSMC.
We won't get into all the mind-numbing details of why this D1 chip was different from, say, the NVIDIA H100 chip.
But I don't want to bore you with those.
Thanks.
But suffice to say, it was more specialized for what Tesla needed.
More efficient and faster at processing insane amounts of video data.
But let's be clear, this was a very savvy strategic move by Elon. Even though developing their own chip was expensive, it ensured that if down the line Tesla couldn't get its hands on enough chips from companies like NVIDIA or AMD, or if these chips weren't up to the task, Tesla would be insulated. Tesla would have its own chips and system.
Fast forward to today, and Tesla has a great relationship with Jensen Huang at NVIDIA.
And because Elon now has xAI, his AI company, and is building gigantic supercomputers, Elon has secured a pipeline of plenty of the latest NVIDIA and AMD hardware.
So the long and short of it is that Elon made a smart strategic move. It turned out to be not entirely necessary, but by moving forward on Project Dojo a few years ago, his teams learned faster than they would have if they had just waited to build the systems with commercially available hardware.
Tesla is now working on their next-gen inference chips for the cars and robots, the AI5 and the AI6 chips. So let's get Elon to explain from some recent X posts. Elon said it doesn't make sense for Tesla to divide its resources and scale two quite different AI chip designs. The Tesla AI5 and AI6 and subsequent chips will be excellent for inference and at least pretty good for training. All effort is focused on that. In a supercomputer cluster, it would make sense to put many AI5 and 6 chips on a board, whether for inference or training, simply to reduce network cabling complexity and cost by a few orders of magnitude. One could call that Dojo 3, I suppose. And the difference in real-world performance between AI4 and AI5 is far more than any chip version I've ever heard of by a lot. It's real good. Most training in the future will actually be inference for the sole purpose of training, aka synthetic data generation.
So to be clear, this is actually really good news. It means that Tesla doesn't have to spend resources on Dojo anymore, and Tesla can now focus all their attention on the AI5 and AI6 inference chips.
Right, because the AI6 chip is basically going to become Dojo.
And I think that because this is absolutely brand new stuff, it's hard to kind of understand what we're talking about. There's a difference between training and inference. So training is taking all the millions of miles of Tesla's driving around, crunching that all into a model that can fit into your car, because you can't drive around with a supercomputer cluster in your car.
Right.
You need a computer that can run with pretty minimal amounts of energy and still be able to drive a car, kind of like how your brain can. And so that is the inference computer, the one that lives in your car or maybe a robot. And it's weird because normally as a human brain, you walk around the world and you're training your brain. You're like, oh, Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1462.
It's not what it was.
1492. And I mean, this is different than how you interact with the world. You don't have some giant supercomputer cluster that's teaching you. Well, you kind of do. It's kind of like school. You go to school and, you know, Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492. And then once you've got all that information trained in your model,
you have to forget it.
Well, then you walk around with that in your inference computer, and that's how you drive and live in the world.
The biggest takeaway for me is that Elon said there's this huge difference between AI4, which we currently have in a lot of the cars, and AI5, which isn't out yet. And so I think it's going to make a lot of people wonder, kind of like how they have AI3 chips in their car, HW3, do I need the AI5 chip in order for my car to be a robotaxi? We're going to have to find that out.
So, French authorities just launched a criminal investigation into X, accusing it of algorithm manipulation and fraudulent data extraction.
But depending on where you get your news, you might not have heard about this.
Out of hundreds of reporting sources Ground News analyzed, barely any are coming from right-leaning outlets.
And if they are, they're labeling the inquiry a politically motivated witch hunt and excessive government overreach, while left-leaning outlets portray it as a necessary scrutiny of concentrated power.
This is the kind of partisan spin that fuels public division. When news is filtered through political lenses, there's only going to be more outrage and more conflicts unless we have reliable sources of information.
That's exactly why we keep partnering with Ground News, an app and website that doesn't just show you the most important stories of our time, they show you the bias, credibility, and financial interests driving the different narratives.
Ground News was founded by a former NASA engineer with one mission in mind, to help people break free from echo chambers and see the full picture.
And we just knew our viewers would love what they built.
From their interest feeds that help us track developments on stories we bring you guys, to their blind spot feed that surfaces other important stories that one side of the spectrum is missing or ignoring. Ground News has truly become a better, smarter version of the doom scrolling we were already doing.
Which is why we got our viewers 40% off the same unlimited access Vantage plan that we've been using every day.
That's just $5 a month for clarity and context when you go to ground.news/NYK or scan the QR code.
Ground News helps us stay curious, think critically, and stay grounded, and we know it'll do the same for you. So we heard from Neuralink's 8th and 9th patients recently, and now Neuralink's 7th patient, Jake Schneider, has posted on X, "I'm Jake Schneider, the 7th person in the world to receive a Neuralink brain implant. I have ALS, but I'm tweeting this with my mind. Life at the intersection of hope and technology, wired for the impossible."
Again, it's amazing that just 18 months ago, there was only one patient, Nolan Arbaugh, and now there are 9 people whose lives have been changed for the better because of Neuralink.
So Jessica posted, "Does anyone here have a contact with Tesla management? My car has a recall on the battery seal and mine failed. Tesla insurance won't cover it, and Tesla service says it's not their problem either. They want $30,000 by the end of the week, despite all the warranty and insurance on it."
And then Elon Musk, the CEO of the company, said, "We'll investigate."
Jessica said, "Thank you. I love that car so much. Please tell them to make sure it comes back working perfectly." And then a day later, "Very grateful to Elon and his corporate team at Tesla. They called to tell me a battery is being delivered and I will have the car back in time to drop my kids off on the first day of school." And this is a good and a bad story in my mind, because you shouldn't have to go to X to get the proper service. I think that there are certain districts in the world where the service is not up to the same standards as we would hope it would be. And that's why over the years, as we've complained sometimes about our New England area, we get a lot of hate, because I think most of you in the Tesla world are getting awesome service. It's just that, like any giant corporation, there are districts that aren't perfect.
It's just that the good part about this story is that sometimes you can get the attention of the CEO of the company and they will fix the problem for you. Steve.
What?
Steve.
What?
Did you see the tweet from Elon?
Tweet from Elon? What? Oh, crap.
Time is running out for your chance at winning the 11th annual Tesla raffle from Chessa Chicago. And this year, the expanded prize pool includes some of the most sought after electric vehicles on the road today.
There already have been 10 lucky winners. You could be the 11th driving off in a brand new top tier EV.
It's a win-win. You get a shot at an amazing prize. Plus, your ticket helps Chessa Chicago support families in crisis through 80 plus life-saving programs, from food and furniture to job placement and more.
Only 9,999 tickets will be sold. And once they're gone or the drawing date hits, which is Monday, Labor Day, September 1st, that's it. No second chances.
Go to ccraffle.com and use promo code NYK to get $25 off 2 tickets or $500 off of 15 tickets.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also, that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
at ccraffle.com, code NYK, your chance to win big, give bigger, and maybe become the next winner of a luxury EV.
And hurry up and get in before the Labor Day drawing.
All right, it's time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw!
The Cybertruck Roundup.
And Cybertruck posted on Friday, Cybertruck terrestrial armor packages here. Coated steel rock sliders and aluminum underbody battery shield provide greater protection from rocks and debris when off-roading on tough terrain.
It's currently available to Foundation Series Cybertruck owners for $3,500, but it will expand to all Cybertruck owners next month.
Meet Kevin posted, hate to be a weenie, but WTF, I'm in Japan and my Cybertruck is parked at the airport. I drove about 65 miles with just over 300 miles of charge 7 days ago, 100% charge. Now I get notified it's almost dead. I won't be back for days. No sentry or overheat, purposefully off. Very lame.
Elon said, this is strange. Tesla service will take care of your car and we will find out why this happened and fix it.
I mean, again, nice to have CEO of the company taking care of it. I think a lot of people were posting that he probably left his accessories on. And this is just a kind of a public service announcement for you guys. If you don't need them, shut them off, because they do just kind of wait for you to use them and they kind of keep, I think they keep the inverter on or something.
I have noticed that the Cybertruck does have a lot of phantom drain, so it is good to kind of keep it on a charger. And so I'm really glad that Elon is taking a look into this.
All right, it's time for some SpaceX news. Last Thursday, Italy's space agency signed a deal with SpaceX to send scientific experiments to Mars using Starship. Teodoro Valente, the president of the Italian space agency, posted, Italy is going to Mars. Gwynne Shotwell posted, get on board, we're going to Mars. SpaceX is now offering Starship services to the Red Planet. Well, okay, I'm signing up next then.
Well, it's not for humans yet.
Oh.
But, you know, in Elon's tweets of the week, we were going to talk about what he's planning on doing.
And Elon said Starlink now in Antigua and Barbuda, available in over 150 countries. Quick, where's Antigua and Barbuda? It's here.
Oh, in the Caribbean.
Yes.
Oh.
And check out this cool footage of the SpaceX Crew Dragon undocking from the ISS on Friday with Crew 10 returning to Earth.
That's right, folks. Again, SpaceX is the only way for NASA to get astronauts to and from the ISS without paying Russia to do it for us.
Say thank you, SpaceX.
Thank you, SpaceX.
And they splashed down safely on Saturday.
All right, sign for Into the Future.
So should this next story be into the future or back to the future?
That's a good point, because Tesla said when you love vintage cars but also want your car to drive itself, 66 Mustang on the outside, Tesla on the inside, converted by Tutrafor. A lot of people thought that this was, you know, Grok's new Imagine. It is real. Yarrow posted, my personal robotaxi, a 1966 Ford Mustang with Tesla guts, probably the first non-Tesla running FSD. It's actually running FSD. And so that's not an aftermarket steering wheel. That's a Cybertruck steering wheel he got. And here's where he placed the cameras, because he said putting them in the right place took a long time to get right.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
That's crazy.
I think we should see this more and more, though, because if you think about it, the Model 3, let's say, is a skateboard. Mm. And if you can find a car with a similar body size, you could, with a lot of work, put that body onto that skateboard.
I think Tesla should license it.
I know.
I think they should. I mean, make it cost whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean? Oh, it's a 1966 Mustang, but it's a Model 3 performance.
It's going to be a lot of fun as more and more people find out they can do this kind of stuff, you know?
Right. Imagine if they did. Imagine if Ford did that. Imagine if Ford signed a licensing agreement with Tesla, and that's what they did.
Are you serious?
That will never happen. All right, it's time for Patreon bonus stories. Now, on Patreon this week, we got so many stories that are just for our patrons, and we're going to be picking the winner of our Tesla wall connector today. So this is your last chance to get in on that giveaway over on Patreon.
So go do it now before you forget. It's just $1 a month for all of our Patreon bonus stories 3 times a week. So what are you waiting for?
All right, we're back from a Patreon bonus stories. Time for the Patreon shoutouts. These are the people that make this show possible. Who do we got today?
Steve Radspinner.
Daniel Morrissey.
Edgar Valdez.
Jack Corniveau.
And Keith Helinski. Thank you so much for supporting us. We can't do this show without you.
All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week.
He said there will be no code writing in the future.
What I mean is that there won't be code at all. Neural nets will generate the pixels, acoustics, and actuator command, any input bitstream to any output bitstream. Yeah, a lot of people thought he meant it would just write the code for you, but he's like, you don't know, no. CEO of Microsoft was announcing GPT-5, and Elon said,
OpenAI is going to eat Microsoft alive.
Elon said AI is already better than most doctors. That's the honest truth, and it will become far better. Same for all jobs, to be honest, including mine. Grok 5 will be out before the end of this year, and it will be crushingly good. Elon said. World of Statistics said that Japan's population is falling with 900,000 more deaths than births in 2024.
Elon said Japan will lose almost 1 million people this year. This demographic inevitably was set in motion half a century ago and has nothing to do with AI. AI is the only hope for turning this around.
Elon said overpopulation is the most nihilistic lie ever told. And he said the FSD software update next month will be a major step change improvement for rare conditions. This will substantially reduce the need for driver attention, but some complex intersections, heavy weather, or unusual events will still require attention. Note, the Austin Robotaxi FSD build is about 6 months more advanced than what is available in cars in America, and there are some additional breakthroughs in Tesla AI that will make the car feel eerily human. Oh, so it'll just text and drive? Elon said over 44 million images created by Grok Imagine for users versus 22 million yesterday. The empathy instinct that made Western civilization strong is also its weakness. Suicidal empathy is like an autoimmune disease. The body attacks itself. FFmpeg says, learn C from this book. Hey, I learned from that book.
And Elon said, I did.
I didn't learn it very well.
And in the future, no one will write code, so who cares?
Elon said Grok 4 is second only to Gemini and not for long. Larry Sanger said, hey, Elon, as a critical co-founder of Wikipedia, I find disturbing the influence that Wikipedia has over community notes on X. Why not ask the people, should Wikipedia be banned as a usable source for community notes purposes on X? Vox Populi, Vox Dei.
Elon said, I agree that Wikipedia cannot be used as a definitive source for community notes, as the editorial control there is extremely left-biased and nihilistic, in my opinion. Actual source material, not derivative, matters much more. And this is exactly what my librarian told me in fourth grade. You can't use Wikipedia as a source.
Prashant says 2026 is going to be the year of generative gaming.
And Elon said, yeah.
And he said, good games are increasingly rare. And he went on to say, I wonder if Marcus Aurelius could have done more to carry Rome to greater heights, or whether that was as good a job as could have been done. And Grok answered him in a long, long essay that you can read if you want. Elon said, long press on any image on X to have Grok turn it into a video. Unless you're an Android user, that's going to come soon. We are about halfway through the life of the universe, as measured by how many times the atoms in our bodies will be part of an exploding star. And lastly, Tetsuo says, even my mom is switching to Grok. Pretty sure it's over for GPT.
Elon said, the trend is good. Grok has now moved up to rank 6 in the App Store, was rank 56 a few weeks ago.
Nice move. All right, it's time for new superchargers. What do we got in the world, Jess?
We've got number 40 in Connecticut is the 24 stall version 4, 325 kilowatt in Stamford, Connecticut.
We got number 13 in Singapore, the 4 stall in Westgate.
Number 1 in India is the 4 stall in Mumbai.
The 3 stall in Shijiazhuang, China.
The 3 stall in Jianning, China.
3 stall in Wuhan, China. Number 11 in Croatia is the 8 stall in Varazdin, Croatia.
The 3 stall in Jingzhou, China.
The 3 stall in Yidu, China.
The 4 stall in Harbin, China.
The 3 stall in Zhangyang, China.
The 3 stall in Shijiazhuang, China.
The 3 stall in Jiangjiang, China.
The 3 stall in Herford, Germany.
The 20 stall version 4 in Beamsville, Ontario.
Number 47 in Austria is the 12 stall in Villach, Austria.
Number 199 in the UK, the 4 stall EV on the move in Stowmarket.
Number 254 in Canada is the 24 stall in Mississauga, Ontario.
Number 129 in Australia, the 20 stall in Goulburn.
Number 12 in Mississippi is the 12 stall in Meridian.
Number 240 in France, the 12 stall in Castle Naudry, France.
The 3 stall in Chengdu, China.
The 3 stall in Shenyang, China.
Number 36 in Tennessee is the 12 stall version 4 in Newport.
Number 17 in Kansas, the 12 stall in Wichita.
Number 2,299 in China is the 3 stall version 3 in Quanzhou, China.
Number 61 in Massachusetts, the 12 stall version 4 in Marlborough.
Number 283 in Germany is the 8 stall version 4 and in Oldenburg in Holstein, Germany.
Number 155 in Norway, the 6 stall version 4 in Risør, Norway.
Number 23 in Maine is the 12 stall version 4 in Portland.
Number 62 in Maryland, the 12 stall version 4 in Rosedale.
325 kilowatt in Commack, New York.
And number 53 in Oregon, number 2742 in the USA, number 7551 in the world is the 12 stall version 4 in Warrenton, Oregon.
Thank you so much for joining us today, everybody.
We'll see you on Tuesday.
Now you know.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.